Greetings, this is James Gillen, broadcasting live from the East City Ranch, and we've got a great show tonight. We're right in the middle of the Self-Mastery 2 classes, and they're just incredible, the energy coming in and the connections that are being made, and people are blowing wide open and having a great time. And so we're going to go ahead and interview some of the people that have had some experiences here and some of the people that got to Skywatch out last night when we filmed some of the ships that came over. And we did put one of the clips up on the site, but it's not working right now for some reason, so we'll have to go back and test that and figure out what happened. But we worked right up to the hour here trying to get that up on YouTube, and for some reason it's not working. But anyway, we'll keep working on that and hopefully be able to get it up and get that link working properly. But we actually photographed some massive ships coming over that powered up. We were shooting lasers up to them, and we got the whole thing on film and just one of the clips because it's high resolution. But we've got some work to do on the clips that we did shoot and some pretty amazing footage. But I just want to remind folks to, you know, go to eSETI.org and check out the upcoming Science, Spirit, and World Transformation Conference. We've got the Ambassador Training class coming up. We've got the East City Ranch, the children's camp coming up as well. And so all of those are on the site, you know. So just go to eSETI.org and check out what's new and see what's coming up. We've got some other interesting things coming up here. We had an ultra-dimensional being come and land right in the field and got that film, and I put that up on the site as well. So hopefully these links are working. If they aren't, give us a little time and we'll get them straightened out and get them to work, because we just loaded them, you know, within 2 minutes ago and put them up on the site and just under the wire. So one of them, I think, is working. The other one is having some problems. But anyway, we'll get it together here real soon. There's several other things going on. We've been getting a lot of information, about these energy shifts going in. And I'm going to talk a little bit about, the oil. You know, we've seen the banksters do their thing, and now we're seeing the oil boys do their thing. And, you know, we've seen the pharmaceutical boys do their thing. And now it's just, if you haven't figured it out by now, you're just not paying attention. But these huge corporations just do not care one iota about humanity and the earth. Profit is their bottom line. And they've pulled out all stops in a pure greed effort to just cash in and make as much money as they can. And, through creating problems and acting like they're offering a solution, and the same old thing, you know, problem, solution, enslave the masses, you know, new ways of getting into your wallet. But like all parasites, you know, if you kill the host, your time is up. And basically that's what they've done. Their greed has been so insatiable that they've pretty much killed the host, and there's just, people aren't going to feed the beast anymore, you know, so it's just a matter of time before that goes down. It's an unsustainable system, and there's no way it can keep going. You know, it's just, you know, scientifically, mathematically impossible to feed the beast anymore. But anyway, that being said, I wanted to interview some of the people that have been coming to class and let you hear some of their experiences and some of the people that have been out in the field. And so without any further ado, hopefully we can hook up to our Skywatch line and connect with the people there, you know, in the Skywatch area and see who's ready to go on there. Is anybody there?
Hey, yeah. This is Carrie.
Hey, Carrie.
Hey. So, yeah, things are rocking and rolling over here.
Great. You know, we loaded up your footage, but I think there's a problem with the link. And so, you know, I don't know if we can get that straightened out before the end of the show. But, you know, I'd love to you talk about, you know, some of your experiences both in the class and out in the field, if you would.
Yeah, definitely. I guess we'll start with the class. What to say about the class? Oh, man. There's some power here. There's some definite love and juice going on around here. The class is phenomenal. The information is, it just definitely expands you to a whole new level. And so I want to, you know, thank you, James, and thank everybody here for hosting this, so, and making this happen. And one of the main the first meditation we did today just was felt the energy come through my left and out my right arm, and then one gal started blasting off, and then I was like, oh no. And so I started going, and it was great, good time. Definitely, like I said, a lot of love and juice going on.
Out in the field, it is experiential, right? I mean, you wouldn't say, you know, a lot of people go to these things, they have a meditation, and they walk away and they go, oh, that's nice, you know, but it's much more than that, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, a lot more. I mean, I'm what you call kind of like a feeler. And so I can feel energy, and I tell you, this place, you definitely walk into a whole vortex, portal, whatever word you want to label it, but there is a energy shift, and it's beautiful, and it's amazing, and it's awesome. And everything that's going on in the sky, last night we caught, I don't even know how many on video, and power up and all kinds of awesome ships. They're saying hello. We're raising our frequency, and they're saying hello, and we're laughing.
Got some footage there that's just phenomenal with the lasers going up to the ships and the ships responding and slowing way down and powering up and just becoming huge, you know, bigger than any star in the sky or planet, basically. And hopefully we'll get that going. It's up on the site, and I'm gonna have it all straightened out here real soon. I'm not sure which ones are working yet, but that system you've got, that camera system, I've got to get something similar to that.
I just have a OWL night scope is what they call it, and hooked up to a Canon digital DV camera, and it's awesome. You know, I've been getting quite a bit of footage of all kinds of stuff, you know, and, you know, they tend to, you know, you tend to go out there and looking for it, they'll show themselves. So,
it's all about intent. You know, there's a lot of people, you know, what would you say, you know, to those armchair investigators that go, oh, there's nothing happened up there and it's just all military or whatever. I mean, what kind of answer would you have for those guys?
Personally, I would say if that's your reality, you know, if that's what you want, sure, you know, but if you go, you know, like for me personally, you know, I go out, I do what I do before I go out at night and, you know, get ships is I do some meditation. I do some, I know you've mentioned it quite a bit, some Kundalini, and that definitely raises a lot of, you know, raises the human form frequency up. And I know Khan, you've had him on your show a while back, and I remember him mentioning, you know, the ships, they, you know, look down and see bright light, you know, and they say hello, you know, they fly over and like, ooh, bright light, let's say hello. So, you know, I do meditation stuff before I go out and raise my frequency as much as I, you know, humanly think, and then they pop in and say hello. So kind of fun.
It's hard to argue with that. You know, I noticed one thing too is when you do the meditation work and you're you know, really tapped in and you walk out in the field, you'll get such better footage. It's amazing because one, they see you and they'll power up and make themselves known, but two, you're sensitive enough to know where they are and you'll just automatically just turn to where they are, and they're saying hello energetically, and you're feeling it, and you turn, and you always get the best footage just by, you know, increasing your sensitivity levels.
Yeah, tapping in, you know, tapping in within, and just getting in that feeling mode, and you know, really, you know, sinking into the heart, and just, you know, like you said, you know, I've been out many times where I sat there, and I'm looking at one area, and out of nowhere, I have this urge to pop, look over in another area, and sure enough, boom, you know.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I think it's interesting that you know, we have these scientists that come up and they start saying that, you know, that you're not being scientific, you know, you got to have all these measurements and data and all this other thing, and that's really not what cuts it. And so I always ask them, well, how many ships have you filmed? you know, it's like none. You know, how many have you seen? None. I said, well, maybe you should try it our way. You know, I said, we're successful. You know, we're having incredible success. Maybe you should like shift your consciousness and, you know, get out of that kind of arrogant, self-centered mode, you know, and shift back into the heart. And, you know, who knows, things might start working out.
Yeah, one thing I want to mention is, you know, for those that still, you know, are questioning it, but still believe and but still have this neuron, this neural pathway in the brain that's going, I don't know, going a little bit left of center, and they definitely need to come up here, and I'll change their perception and go home, and you never know what's going to be around that next mountain range. So
Exactly. Yeah. They seem to follow you. I know so many people come here. And then they see the ships and they're open and they photograph the orbs and the light spheres and everything else. And then they go home and all of a sudden they're in their living room, they're in their skies, they're seeing them everywhere. And it's just a matter of opening up their perception to those those connections, and then they just start happening wherever they go.
Yeah, this is true. This is very much so. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, awesome. I can't thank you enough for coming on the show, and I can't thank you enough for that wonderful equipment you've got to capture these ships.
Oh, no. It's a blast for me, you know. It's a lot of fun to be able to share not only, you know, what we get in footage-wise, but just be in the energy and, you know, like I said, feel the love and juice and all that good stuff. So, you know, I want to thank you and everybody at the ranch. Got a new family going on. It's great. So,
yeah. All right. Hey, well, thanks so much for coming on the show. Is anybody else there that wants to come on?
Yeah.
All right.
Here's the next victim. Hello?
Hello, who's this?
Hey, James, it's David.
Hey, David, how you doing?
Good. I just wanted to share with you my experience from the first workshop.
Oh, okay, great.
Yeah, the first time I did the workshop, after I finished that night, I had a dream that a ship flew overhead of me and shot a lightning bolt down around me, and I was covered in electrical charge, and then I was just vibrating, and for the next 2 weeks, I was just... my whole right side of my brain was just pulsating.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Great. So it felt really opened you up.
Oh, yeah. Every time I come over here or do a workshop, it's opening up all types of stuff.
Yeah, it's a never-ending process, it seems. It just keeps going on and on and on.
Oh, yeah.
You know, once you jump start it, you know, it's like once you start that engine, that spiritual engine, it just, you know, keeps revving up and going through the gears, you know, until you're there.
Yep. It's definitely a journey, and I recommend to anybody to come out here and check it out. I mean, if you want to feel some energy and get a warp drive on your spiritual journey, I mean, all you got to do is do a workshop and come out here and just feel it.
Great, you know. Yeah. So what about the Skywatch field? Have you had fun out there too as well?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. There's ships out all over the place. I was out there last night, and I didn't get to sleep that much, but it was just nonstop buzzing overhead.
Yeah, I don't know. You know, I lost track. I think I quit at around 25 or 30, and then I went in, too, and I guess it was going all night, so I don't know how many ships came in, you know, last night.
Yeah, it kept going, because I was out there all night, and they were just buzzing all night.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, it's like they're looking for parking space now. There seems to be so many of them up there, and those are just the ones that allow us to see them, you know, so you can imagine what else is hanging out up there cloaked or in another dimension.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing.
Yeah, I did a few watches over in Oahu with my night vision goggles, and over there it's just the same. It's all over, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is. It's definitely getting busy over there.
Yeah, I mean, I was just...
Not anywhere.
Yeah, I came out and I was like, yeah, I hope I can see one of those big triangle ships. And next thing I know, just a big one just came right over, just flew right over me.
Yeah, I love that when that happens. It's, you always wonder, okay, what did I draw that to me, or did I have a pre, you know, cognition of it coming, or are they reading my thoughts? It's funny when you see those things. All those things go through your mind, like when you have an event like that. And you're wondering, you know, did I manifest that, or are they were they listening and popped in, or how'd that go? You know, it's funny how people start trying to figure that one out.
Yeah, I'm the same. I'm wondering if they're, you know, eavesdropping on my thoughts or what. But it manifested the first within a few seconds of me just thinking it.
So. Yeah, they definitely are telepathic. And the thing about telepathy or thought, it's instantaneous. You know. It could go anywhere in the multiverse faster than the speed of light. Actually, there is no speed, but you can't really measure a thought, you know, but it's instantaneous. But they don't have any problem at all. When you focus a thought on them, and if you send a high frequency thought with a lot of love and joy and bliss behind it, they get it. You know, they pick it up and they respond to it. They come and see who's sending out that thought.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, once I start doing the spiritual work myself, it just seems like it opened up other doorways, and I started seeing more stuff in the skies. So
great. Awesome.
Yeah, I think that helps.
Yeah, hey, well, thanks for coming on the show. Is there another victim there we can bring on the air?
Yeah, hold on.
Hello?
Hello, who are we speaking with?
James, this is Ben.
Oh, how you doing? Hey, welcome to the
good.
Show.
Good, good. It's great to be here. Some friends of mine, we just we're actually attending the conference, but have just come up to camp for the weekend, and it's great so far. We've just spent the afternoon. It's been wonderful.
Oh, good. Yeah. Go ahead.
I had a question for you, and I thought you might be able to give me some advice. Very, very recently, a friend of mine have started been doing some work and some meditations together. What began, I guess, as we were trying to see each other's auras and seeing how that would work. And very recently, she started channeling, and completely, she had never done anything like that before, and I wasn't suspecting it. But it happened, and it was an incredible, fun, exciting gift. And over a couple of sessions, I guess I've learned that whatever's coming through her is either a guide of mine or something that's watching me. And it's just fascinating. It's one of the coolest things happening in my life right now. Uh-huh. And I very recently come across your books, and just in the last couple months, and seeing some of your videos, and it's just been such a great blessing. I was wondering if you had any advice on how to deepen a connection like that.
Well, you know, first thing I always tell people, there's safeguards, you know, for pure channeling. And the first thing to do is do clearings, you know, do clearing work and make sure you cleared out any unseen influences that don't need to be there. And then after that, what we do is we... after we cleared the room, you know, we welcome the beings to come in and just make sure they're coming from a high frequency. You know, they're not coming from the astral level, because although you could be channeling a guide or somebody, it, you know, you could channel Bob, who crossed over and he's still on the wheel. And, you know, he may have been Bob's garage, you know, and he could help you fix your car, but that's about as far as they could go. You know, so you want to make sure you're working with beings of the highest frequencies. And also, when you create a safe space and you feel safe, then the information come through easier and much more clear, you know, without any distortions or anything. So that would be my suggestion, is just first learn how to do the clearing work, you know, clear your space and create a real high space, and then you know, do the channeling.
Is that some of the same work that you talk about in your books when you talk about the clearing?
Yeah.
You have a couple exercises in those?
Exactly. That's exactly, you know, what I was talking about. And it is really important, because there are beings that, you know, not to put fear in there, but there are beings that like to jump in, and you might be channeling some really high being, and all of a sudden this other one sneaks in and pops in, you know, that's standing on the side and throws in a bunch of misinformation or whatever. So it's kind of an art, you know, and you'll get used to it. And when you're sensing the energy, if you feel an energy shift or a change in vibration or frequency, then you stop and do clearings and then start over again.
Hmm. Awesome.
Hope that helps.
Yeah, it does. It does. Thank you very much.
Great.
I had another question. It seems recently through, I guess, a variety of different sources, I've started seeing, a more focused pressing, pressing focus that soon we'll be start to see, I guess, more widespread political changes.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm hesitant to, ask about timelines, but, you know, I think people were throwing out figures in the realm of a year, and that was sort of a surprise to me. And I wondered if you had received any intuition or guidance about something like that.
Well, I have a really strong feeling by, you know, October, November, it's pretty much over for the old program.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, if they make it past 2 years, I'll be totally surprised, you know. But it's just not looking good for the New World Order boys and the Illuminati boys and the tyrants. Because everything is being exposed right now, and it's coming right up in their face, and the people are waking up and becoming empowered, and I just don't think, you know, they can pull off this total, you know, separation game anymore, because this ninth wave, this unity consciousness wave that's coming in, is so powerful and so intense. We're going to go through like 1,000 years of evolution in just a year and a half or so. So energetically, they won't be able to maintain, you know, even a physical body here if they continue on their present path.
Yeah. Do you have, I've recently got on your email list as well, and I've been seeing a lot of stuff regarding the oil slick. Do you have any intuition or, like, what do you think immediate ramifications are of that, or how that's going to pan out?
Yeah. Basically, what I see with the oil slick, it was like we needed, you know, humanity for some reason needs some really hard lessons. We need to get really kicked in the butt before we move and do something. And this was it. You know, this is the one of those events that's just in your face. It's showing, you know, and then you have all the politicians up there screaming and yelling, saying, how could this have happened? How could they? But the same guys actually signed the agreements to allow them to go out there and rig, and they bypassed a lot of the environmental factors. You know, they just gave them a waiver and let them go carte blanche out there. And so when you see the politicians up there screaming, how dare they, how, you know, the reason they do what they do is because those guys gave them a blank ticket to go do it. And it just has to be, something has to be so blatant and in their face before they actually finally end up doing something. And this is one of those things. You know, we had the banksters program, and that was just in everybody's face. You know, I don't know how many thousands or millions of people lost their homes and jobs, and it's just an undeniable amount of people that you can't walk away from anymore. And despite the controlled media, you know, people are looking around at their environment, they're looking at their economy, they're looking at their job status, they're looking at their homelessness and everything else going on, and the numbers just aren't adding up. So it's just a matter of time for all of this gets, you know, completely exposed, you know, along with the pharmaceutical companies too. They're being totally exposed. You know, they've got mercury laden shots, you know, full of monkey pus, you know, and detergents and all these other things that they found out had serious complications later, and they knew it even before they gave the shot. And so some of the shots are, people are dropping dead after getting these shots or having real serious side effects. And they know about it, but they, you know, they've already invested a lot of money and they've ramrodded it through, you know, and they want to get a return on their money. So they just go ahead and do it anyway. And that's all being exposed right now. So I think it's just a short matter of time. It can't last much longer, you know, before all that stuff just hits the wall.
With shots and vaccines, does your intuition tell you that that somewhere along the line a failure was made and they're trying to compensate and, like you said, recoup losses, or that there might have been actually a level of deceit or treachery or purposefulness to something like that?
Oh, I think it's a combination of both. I think that a lot of times we wouldn't even need those shots if it wasn't for the creation of these creatures, you know, these biologicals and these flus and everything else. They're finding out they came out of laboratories, and mm-hmm. and so they have the earmarkers on them. So basically, it's like, and then the other guy's trying to capitalize on that and make the, you know, the disease profiteers are capitalizing on that. So, you know, you really think about it, if there's two things to think about. One, if you had the cure for diabetes, do you really think you'd ever get it out with all the people on insulin? You know,
yeah.
And all the people buying those kits and everything else, there's no way that they would let that come out. And the same thing with, you know, if business is down, you've got to release a virus or something. You've got to create fear and get everybody out there to get their shots, and then you cash in. And so whenever you have money, you know, if you want to end war, you take the profit out of war. If you want to end disease, you take the profit out of disease. It's really simple. You know, if you want to clean up the planet, you shift into the fuelless technologies and the anti-gravity and counter-gravity technologies, you know, and you force those who are holding on to them and hiding them to bring them out, you know, or you protect the people that have them in their garages. You know, I know people that have incredible technologies and they're sitting on it and they can't bring it out yet because, you know, the fear of their lives, basically. And some of them have tried and had serious consequences. So, you know, it all goes back to there's an elite group of people and some mega corporations that they own, and anything you do to buck those corporations, you're going to run into trouble. But as soon as that dragon, whatever you want to call it, crashes, which it is, then all this new technologies can come out, and we can restore the planet and live in peace again.
Yeah, I must admit, when I started hearing, you know, the timelines around October, November of this year, I mean, no matter what I hear about, you know, disaster, cataclysm, that was just, my initial gut reaction was to breathe a sigh of relief, and
yeah.
I sort of breathed a meta sigh of relief just knowing that that was my gut reaction. That felt really nice.
Mm. Yeah, yeah. I was just thinking about that myself. You know, if I were to die, you know, if my death or whatever would put an end to all this, and it sounds like a martyr, you know, but I was really thinking about it. If my life was the tipping point of turning this planet around, I would gladly do it. You know, I would give it. And until people get past that fear, you know, that fear of losing acceptance and approval of the masses, and that fear of death or fear of, and so many people are just governed through terror and fear and through the news and everything. And as soon as you let go of that whole program, it's amazing what happens, you know, what you can create once you get in touch with that loving, joyous, blissful God within and you release the fear. So it's just a matter of people, you know, stop, you know, running your lives on fear. Stop, you know, being in reactionary mind where you're just reacting to everything happening around you and what you're told by the news, and get into creationary mind and start creating the world you want to experience, and just don't participate in that other program anymore, and it'll crash. You know, it needs to.
Yeah. Thanks, James. I look forward to tonight.
All right. Thanks for coming on the show. Anybody else there?
Hello?
Hello, welcome to the show.
Hey, James. Thank you.
Who's this?
This is Joshua.
Joshua, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Yeah, it's great being here. I just came up yesterday.
Uh-huh.
And, it's just really great place up here, really beautiful. Love the views and fresh air and energy is something else of its own.
Great.
Yeah.
Have you had a chance to see the ships and everything, or?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Even just last night, we didn't see too many, as far as, like, on the mountain and like, closer down low, but we saw plenty up in the sky, like, directly above. Like I heard you mention earlier, I mean, we lost count, and after you left, we kept seeing him, and I'm really excited for tonight. I feel like we're gonna see some more activity tonight, maybe a few power ups on and off, and I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, hopefully the skies will clear up again. They did some pretty heavy chemtrailing here all day long.
Yeah,
and
I woke up this morning, clear
blue skies.
Yeah, I saw the crisscross patterns this morning when I woke up, and I was like, oh, no.
but hopefully we'll just blow it out. We'll use our minds and push it all away and open up a nice big hole and have the ships come in and say hi again tonight.
Yeah, and send our prayers to the Sliffs and all those beings above who are assisting in the cleaning up of the planet and the atmospheres, too.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, it's definitely needs to happen.
Mm-hmm.
So is there anything else you want to talk about, or do we have another person there that wants to come on the line?
There's a few things I was thinking of mentioning.
Sure.
I don't know, like, we just came back up from dinner tonight, and came up to the bookstore, and I came in, no one was in here, and I thought I might snap a few photos, maybe get some orbs.
Mm-hmm.
And I was thinking of what you mentioned earlier about Kazekiel and his golden energy, and I thought, you know, I put the camera on auto take, so I kind of set it down and had it take a photo every 10 seconds, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And with a flash, and so I sat down and I did like a couple different, you know, perspectives. And the last one I did, I sat in front of the bookshelf, like, you know, where that picture of Kazekiel with the wings is.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, like right next to that. I was sitting down, and the first photo that snapped, and I was kind of in sitting down and thinking about his energy. And sure enough, I was like almost not even surprised. Like, there's this huge, like, golden orb in the photo. That was like bigger than my head. It was like bigger than my chest or torso even.
Great.
And that was just not even like an hour ago.
Yeah. We'll have to download that and show it to the people, you know, and tell your story.
Yeah, totally. And
before
I came up, like, I found out about the ranch like a few years ago, and I've been kind of like following on the internet, you know, like I've been reading your mailing list for a while and listening in on your shows. And you know, I live in Portland, so I'm really close, so I just never really had the chance to, like, to come up here. So to finally get up here has been really great, and I'm looking forward to coming up here again. And just, like, it's really like a family, and it's a really welcoming place. And, you know, if anyone out there, like, even just has the urge to come up here, like, give it a go. Because at first I was like, I don't know, like, I might not be ready. Like, but, just you know, take that chance because
yeah.
It's worth it. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, well, yeah. I'm glad you finally came up.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah,
when I was in Portland, like I think what kind of really pushed me to come up here was just a few weeks ago, on April 28th, actually. I was with a friend, and we just saw this amazing display of lights near Oaks Bottom Natural Reserve. It's like, for anyone who's from Portland, Oregon listening, you'll know where that is. And looking down from the west side, there's kind of like a hill. You can look down, and you can look over Ross Island, and you can see both channels of the river that the island divides the river into. And
mm-hmm.
on the east bank, there's that natural area. And it was actually around 5 in the morning, like, or so. Like, it was before sunrise, and we were in this conversation about making contact and sharing kind of our experiences. And I was in the middle of describing these lights that I saw up in Washington that were like pulsing, and I was describing what it looked like. As I was describing this, we happened to already be looking out the window at a bunch of lights. And I thought we were actually looking at an accident, or like, I thought I saw like police sirens, like a bunch of, you know, colored lights. I thought there was like
mm-hmm.
a traffic stop because I saw greens and reds and such,
yeah.
and blues. But then he was like, no, let's go outside and get a better look because it's dark, because that's the other side of the river. And I thought we were looking at, like, the street just right below us. But when we got out there and eyes adjusted, we watched for about 20, 30 minutes, I think. We watched all the way through sunrise. These lights were just dazzling us with their displays of pulsing. And then there's, like, these smaller lights that kept twinkling and blinking, all these different colors. And it was kind of like there was this field where they were all popping in and out of, and this field would move around and hover over the river. And
mm-hmm.
go over the bank, and you could see them kind of going through the trees.
Yeah.
And yeah, I mean, there's no public access in on that bank, and there's no buildings or roads there. So, especially like that time of night, I was just, it was like the perfect opportunity, and right in the heart of the city, I just thought that was amazing.
Yeah, it happens quite a bit, especially like between, you know, 3 and 5 in the morning. They're always coming down much, much lower because most people are asleep, and anybody up at that hour deserves to see them. You know, so. But yeah. it's a good time to get out,
mm-hmm. Yeah,
I usually get my best footage.
Anyone who just wants to see something like it, yeah, like everyone's been mentioning, it's all about the thought and the intention, and you know, like, you just really gotta clear out all of your, like, your hesitations or your second guesses, or don't get your mind into it, get your heart into it, because your mind is what will stop you from having those experiences, and you just gotta like feel it. Just don't even think. Just, you know, let it happen, and you'll see something or feel something or whatnot. Like, it's meant to be. So.
Yeah. Don't get impatient either. You know, even though you.
Yeah.
I always tell people, if you go outside and you put that intent out that you want to see a ship, and you just focus on that love and joy and bliss, and send it to them with pure intent, and you do that on a regular basis, eventually you're going to create that reality. You're going to draw that to you, and it may not happen overnight, but if you keep the focus, eventually you're gonna see them. They're gonna pop in and check you out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've always had this kind of inner feeling that these lights and such. I've always had this feeling that they're really us. Like, they're really no different from us, and they really are us in a way.
So, yeah.
I mean,
a lot of them are our ancestors returning, and they're returning to see what we've done with this planet. And, you know, I would be very embarrassed because we haven't been very good Earth stewards, you know, as far as what we've done since they've left. But, you know, hopefully we can get a little assistance in turning this around again.
We will. We will do that.
Yeah. Sounds great. Hey, well, thanks for coming on the show. Is anybody else there?
Oh, yeah. Hold on just a moment.
Great.
Hello?
Hello, who are we speaking with?
This is Devin.
Devin, welcome to the show.
Thanks. It's good to
be
here.
Yeah, do you want to talk a little bit about some of your experiences here?
Oh, man. Basically, it just, I love everyone, I love everything. That's what it, kind of, just coming out here, that's the mindset it puts me in.
Mm-hmm. I know you're quite a topic at town here, you know, in the town with a lot of the loggers were over at the old Trout Lake Hotel when they had a band there, and I know you jumped up and did a little dissertation for them, and I think they're still trying to wrap their minds around
them. Yeah, I love to freak some people out sometimes.
Yeah, well, you know, it teaches them to expand their horizons a little bit. So... Hey, I'm curious. Do you have a guitar there handy?
Yeah, I do. I was gonna see if I could play something.
Yeah, I wanna hear your alien song, the one you did for the conference there.
Oh yeah. Okay. Perfect.
All right. Well, we're waiting. This is Devin doing his own self-written, self-played alien song.
Oh, thank you.
Evil is an illusion that's intruding the global corporation and the earth that they're polluting. Soon the UFOs, they will be landing. ET's demanding that the human race is standing and singing. Together we're breathing, good energy is beaming. Open up and soon your third eye will be perceiving that the demons are leaving, demons are leaving, demons are leaving, the demons are leaving. Yeah, it's true. Unity, love, cooperation, truth. Unity, unity, love, cooperation, truth, truth, truth. Unity, unity, love, oh. Unity, unity, love, oh. Unity, unity, love, cooperation, truth. Cheetos, burritos, Doritos, and Fritos. All of these conservatives make me grow 12 toes. What the heck ever happened to vegetables? Oh yeah, they were replaced by Lunchables. Bye avocado, bye bye tomato. Hello Tostito, hello Dorito. No, no, it's true. Unity, unity, love, cooperation, truth. Unity, unity, love, cooperation, truth, truth, truth. Love on, unity, unity, love on, unity, unity, love, cooperation, truth. Evil is an illusion that's intruding the global corporation and the earth that they're polluting. Soon the UFOs, they will be landing, the ET is demanding that the human race is standing and singing. Together we're breathing, good energy is beaming. Open up and soon your third eye will be perceiving that the demons are leaving, demons are leaving, demons are leaving, the demons are leaving, yeah. Oh, it's true. Unity, unity, love, cooperation, truth. Unity, unity, love, cooperation, truth. Unity, unity, love, oh. Unity, unity, love, oh. Unity, unity, love, cooperation, truth.
Yeah. All right.
That's it.
All right. Thanks for playing that song. That's quite interesting. I think it probably lost a little bit coming over the phone line, but you know, you have to do a clear
yeah,
recording of that so we can play it on the air sometime.
That would be awesome.
Yeah. Is there anything else you want to share? I know you've been having a blast out there in the field, seeing the ships and you know, experiencing the energy during the Self Mastery 2 conference.
Yeah, dude. It is so, it's just like such a refresher to come out and see a bunch of people act like kids and like laugh and just laugh so much. That's like the key. That's why I want to keep coming back out here, is because everyone just giggles it up ridiculous and like just so fun, dude. It's like that's the most spiritual experience, is like true fun that just blasts your heart open. That's a blast, man.
And what's, you know, it's interesting too is that although a lot of the people that have come on the show have been very young, the majority, what would you say, the vast majority of the people that are here taking the self-mastery course are, I don't know, would you say they're probably in their late 40s or up to 60 or something, you know? So
yeah, so it's definitely a wide variety of age groups, and it's fun to see all the people just like on the same page. Everyone reaches that like pinnacle feeling of just connecting with the land and the tools you're teaching, and like everyone's just getting blasted away and having a great time.
Yeah, I think it's amazing that I love it when more of the younger generation show up, because they can really enjoy and experience fully the energy and what's going on here, and it gives a chance for a lot of the older people to get back in touch with their inner child and remember, you know, a time when they were just blissed out and having fun and in their joy, you know, before they got sucked up by the social consciousness machine.
Totally. Yeah. Definitely good to see that happen.
Yeah, it's great. Hey, so is there anybody else there that wants to come on the show? We've just got about 10 minutes left here.
Yeah, there's one. There's Nate's up here.
Okay.
All right, here he is.
Hey, James.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going great. definitely been really inspired by hanging out with Devin and the musical stylings that he's got, and he inspired me to share a little spoken word galactic rhyme that I'd been downloaded here in the last day or two.
Great.
Okay. All right, so check it out. It goes a little something like this. We incarnate here on Earth from all across the galaxies to assist in the awakening and healing of humanity. To step into our power, we be practicing self-mastery and realize that multidimensional God beings is who we really be. So raise your consciousness and activate your light body. Enjoy the ride as we move out of this third density and understand the holographic nature of reality. Ground ourselves and spread the vibration of galactic energy. We be working with higher dimensional beings like Ascended Master Baba G and Master JC and Mary Mags, Kazikiel, Kuan Yin, and Blaji. And though we be aware of the global conspiracy, don't let that get you into fear. We won't be scared by no Illuminati, secret societies, the so-called powers that be. Mr. 33rd Degree, please, you won't be stopping me or my global soul matrix family. We take the planet back and do that job successfully. Though challenges we face in these times of uncertainty, we arm ourselves with consciousness tools that give us the ability to surf the eschaton with flow and agility, assert our sovereignty, and live life with integrity. From where I stand, I see the future is beautiful incredibly. So staying focused on living in the heart, we living on into infinity.
That was awesome. That was like, you know what I said, if we've got some major performer out there, you know, that should be taped, you know, I think that's a hit there. That would definitely be a hit. And it's got everything in it. Just all the names carry a frequency and a vibration and the information, you know, that's incredible.
Dude, yeah, I was thinking about it. You know, me and Jana were doing a lot of rhymes over the winter, just writing little notes back to each other. And it's been really awesome hanging out with Devin. He's had some hilarious but really conscious rhymes that just all of the content was just amazing in it. So I was getting really inspired, and I was thinking about some of the stuff we've been talking about in the self-mastery class a couple of weeks ago and the stuff that we went over today. And I was cleaning the conference center out the other day and just kind of rhyming to myself and came up with a lot of that while I was in the conference center.
Well, you know, we got a guitar player, we got an incredible didgeridoo player, and we've got that massive ceremonial drum, and we should, like, put some music to that. You know,
there's definitely, this place is just a nexus for a lot of really talented cats, so...
Yeah, you think about who's come through here. You know, we had Robbie Williams here, and he was, you know, singing Beatles songs out in the field with these massive spiraling vortexes of orbs and things of that nature. And he actually came here and wrote a lot of songs while he was here. He was kind of blocked, and nothing was happening. And after he came here, he's been writing all kinds of, you know, wonderful songs. So it's definitely, the energy is inspiring here to, you know, take people to new levels or new heights.
Yeah. Yeah, that's an understatement.
Yeah. You know, that'd be funny. We'll have to do that one. Maybe in the class. Are you up for doing it tomorrow?
Oh, yeah, perhaps. We could give it a try tomorrow during the class.
Yeah, we'll have to get some music for the background, you know. We'll get some good rap music or something going in the background. We'll have Devin doing his mouth harp and all those other weird sounds he makes. You know?
He's talented on multi-levels.
We'll get the whole class. We'll get the whole class to be doing some kind of, you know, hip talk or or slapping their wrists or making all kinds of weird noises and then do it and record it. I think it'd be funny.
Yeah,
we have the most unconventional classes on anywhere on the planet, and a lot of it's just about ego busting and engaging the higher consciousness and energy. And I loved it. I loved that yesterday when everybody we started off and opened up the energy and had everybody connect in, and everybody just went into that belly laugh mode immediately. So, I mean, I was really grateful of that, because that's really where we need to get. We need to learn to laugh at adversity and get into that just pure bliss mode where everything is just funny, you know. And the more we can do that, the closer we are to the source.
Yeah. Yeah, it was funny. There was a couple of those people that were just camping that they signed in earlier tonight. And, you know, they didn't do the self-mastery class, but they're looking forward to doing the sky watching tonight. And they asked me, how's tonight going to be? I was like, oh, I'm sure it's going to be hilarious. And they're like, it's going to be hilarious. I was like, yeah, it always is. We always have a good time out there, you know, in the sky watch field. I said, just go out there and laugh and have a good time. And that's definitely going to facilitate you having some sort of experience or some sort of contact. It brings in the orbs. It brings in the ships, you know. So.
Yeah, we've seen people, we've seen like the heavy duty researchers come out there and get nothing. I mean, they don't see any ships. They don't see any orbs. They get zip or nada. And they're so controlling when they go out there, and their energy is so low that they don't draw any kind of experience or have any experience. And very seldom that happens, but every once in a while we have that happen. And, you know, because a lot of times even the naysayers or the people that are skeptical come up here and have a a major opening or experience, but we've seen them totally clear the field out, you know, of all the orbs, the light spheres, everything, just by their attitude. And so when we go out there and just have fun and stop getting out, get out of that serious, you have to prove it to everybody mindset and just have fun out there, that's when everything happens. And that's when all the ships come in and the orbs and the light spheres, and you get beings descending and landing in the field. You know, it's like, gets pretty crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's great. We got a really awesome group of people up here this weekend. So
yeah,
I'm looking forward to tonight. I'm sure that if we can put our intention out there and clear some of those chemtrails that are above the vortex, then we're in for a show, and we're in for a pretty excellent day tomorrow as well, I'm sure.
Yeah, yeah, that'll be good. It's almost like we got our own little batch of chemtrails, and they couldn't just go by and hit us once. They had to hit us all day long, continuously.
Man, yeah, totally. Right before we came in for the show, we were like, oh, my God, check it out. They're just going right down in a row.
Yeah.
One after the other.
Oh, they're doing everything they can to sock it in, you know, because I...
Yeah.
But the good news is we got some awesome footage last night, and they're a little too late, you know, so...
Yeah. We were laughing about that. They can try as they will, but, you know, basically they're not going to stop us.
Yeah, so. They're a day late and a dollar short on that one, so...
Yeah.
But anyway, you know, it's nice to see this big global, you know, surge right now of people figuring things out and waking up and engaging, you know, the higher consciousness and energy. And I know this place is an anchor point for that. And there's a lot of other places as well that they're doing, you know, similar things. And hopefully they'll really get into their hearts and get into their love and joy and bliss in doing so, and get out of those old patriarchal mindsets, you know, as we were saying, you know, even a parrot can repeat scripture. It doesn't make them connected, you know, or holy or whatever else, you know. So
yeah, exactly.
So, yeah, it's time to get out of the head, get out of the intellect, get into the heart, and just start enjoying life, you know, what life has to offer. Yeah. Stop destroying life.
Yeah, definitely. You know? Words to live by, for sure, James.
Yeah. Hey, well, thanks for coming on the show. It looks like we're going to have to sign off. So
awesome, James. Cool. All right.
All right. Take care.
Peace.
Yeah, it looks like we're just about out of time here. We're running up to the last few minutes of the hour. And I want to remind people to check out this site. You can go to the BBS site, and it has that footage up there. And if it's not working now, it'll be working tomorrow, I'm sure. But go ahead and check out the site. And this is interesting. Looks like we have somebody on line two. We probably take him really fast. We just have a couple minutes. Go ahead on line two. I think we've got somebody talking about a UFO that got shot down near the ranch. Hello?
Oh, hello, James?
Yeah, we just got a couple
hello?
Minutes, but you're talking about a UFO that got shot
yes.
down near the ranch? Or?
Well, no. Well, that was a rumor that I heard.
Okay.
You know, just a few days ago. Yeah, I don't know how credible that was. It didn't sound too right, but I just thought, you know, when I saw you on the radio show, I was like, oh, you know, let me call in and ask James.
Yeah, actually, that was quite a while ago. There has been a couple UFOs go down in the near area, one just in Snowden, very near to us, right? I mean, we're looking right out when we look out our backyard at that mountain range, and one was taken down there, and another one was taken down over in Mosier. So, two have gone down, and a third something hit over in the above Hood River, and the fire department came out, and over the air they said it looked like alien. You know, they go, what is this thing? You know, and they were putting the fire out. It actually created a fire. But it was a huge fireball.
Wow.
It went all the way down the gorge and hit above up in the Hood River, up above Hood River in the forest up there, and they had to respond to it. So there's been at least three incidents that I know of here. Where things have crashed.
Wow, that's okay. So there is confirmation.
Yeah. Yeah, anyway, though, we're out of time, unfortunately. You have to call in next show, and
okay.
we can answer some more of your questions.
Okay, that's cool. Yeah, I was actually, it's funny, the last two guys were, you know, kind of artistic. I was a metaphysical poet myself, so I think maybe next show I'll call in and spit a verse about, you know, extraterrestrial energy.
Great. Sounds good.
So,
we'll do it. We'll do that.
Sounds good.
All right. Well, thanks for coming on the show. And looks like we're out of time. I've got to sign off. So anyway, this is James Gillen with As You Wish Talk Radio signing off. Have a great evening. Good night.